Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-round, and today we are delving back into the 2000s, and more specifically going back into the greatest song of the 2000s tournaments. Now, of course, I've spent the last better part of a year or so kind of covering various songs from that tournament, including obviously the winner, the runner-up, and everything else. But today I'm going to be kind of doing something interesting. So, for those that may not know, what I ended up doing as every round was finishing is that I took all the losers of each round and then ranked them based on their percentages on how much they lost by. So, like, if you had a low percentage, you were ranked low. If you were a higher percentage, you ranked right. That's what I used to complete, like, the full ranking of all 704 songs. So, it obviously was a lot of work, but I thought it was kind of interesting. So, the song I'm going to be doing for you today was a song that actually ranked number 704 out of 704. So it is the song that ranked dead last in the rankings of this tournament. For a very dubious reason, the song I'm doing for that is Damaged by Danity Kane. I think that's how you pronounce it. Yeah, it is. So, of course, this was off their album Welcome to the Dollhouse, released on November 20th, 2007. And as I said, this was a song, of course, that finished last. And not only did it finish last, it is the only one out of all 704 songs that were in this tournament to not receive one single vote. It ended up what happened was it, of course, lost in the playing round to Always on Time by Ja Rule and Ashanti, and it got a full 0%. Again, not one vote. And as we saw, this tournament had a lot of ups, a lot of blowouts, but even in those blowout wins, some of the songs that ended up losing those blowouts still managed to at least attract a few votes, but this one did not. So not surprising considering, you know, late era 2000s is not really that well remembered here. But we will go ahead and get through the song here. If you're, of course, watching along with me via the YouTube link, it's a decent length video. It's about 4 minutes, and we will go ahead and get started. In 3, 2, 1, and play. Of course, already we're dealing with the, you can tell the, this is definitely late 2000s just by the graphics here that we're getting, in the CGI we're seeing here. So, of course, this group, Danity Kane, for those that may not, probably never heard of them, and to be honest, I even never heard of them, and I grew up in the 2000s, but never heard of them. For those who don't remember, in the 2000s, there was a reality show on MTV called Making the Band, and it was basically kind of a, you know, it's what it was. You basically, you would form a band, and obviously the kind of is remembered for being the show that spawned the band O-Town earlier in the decade. And in the third season of the show, that's where this group came along. It is, of course, an all-girl group. As we see here, there's, it started out here with 5 members. Eventually, a few of the members would end up leaving. And they kind of went through different periods of being active, from 2005 to 2009, then they took a break, then went from 13 to 14, and then again from 18 to 20, and to this point they've not, they're currently on an indefinite hiatus, because there's been some, some issues between the group. They first were signed by, to Bad Boy Records by P. Diddy, because I think he had a hand in the show itself, but again, there's just kind of some internal turmoil between the group, and they never ended up getting any traction. You can argue this is probably their biggest hit, but like I said, they've never, just between all the spats between the members, they just can never get get any traction. And it's interesting because, you know, we've seen obviously a lot of all girl groups throughout the years. I mean, when you think of all girl groups, the first one you think of immediately, of course, is the Spice Girls in the 90s. So even they had their issues. Then, you know, as you go in the 2000s, you know, he had like Destiny's Child, and a couple of other like smaller ones, including, like I said, including this group here, but none really able to kind of, hit that next level, in terms of, being successful. And I mean, this was, you know, if there was ever a time they were going to do it, it was right now, because I mean, late 2000s was just so, pop heavy, not to mention that, even though MTV was really starting to kind of, limit their, the video exposure, YouTube was really starting to kind of, gain some steam. So that's where a lot of these videos were starting to go and kind of, reaching a whole new audience. But like I said, this was definitely one of those, kind of, blink and you'll miss it kind of, songs. Like I said, to the point where, to be fair, it did go up against a good song. I mean, Always on Time is definitely one of those like memorable songs of the mid 2000s. When Ja Rule and Ashanti were kind of at their peak at that point. But even then, like I said, every single matchup had a had something where both songs got at least one vote. Even if there was a blowout, but for this song specifically to get no votes at all, again, is quite the feat. But again, it just shows how how little people thought of it. And honestly, kind of looking back, like I said, those like songs were like 07, 08, didn't fare too well in the tournament, because they're just not that memorable as compared to songs from earlier in the decade. And even in 09, it was kind of a little bit of a stronger year as compared to those other ones. So, but there you go. There is Damage by Danny D. Kane. Again, the song that ranked 704th out of the 704 songs that were featured in the Greatest Song of the 2000s tournament. So I thought I had to cover that. Again, I'll kind of periodically go through and hit some other like little milestones, like what was the 700th, 600th, 500th, that sort of thing, as we go through. And be sure, of course, to follow along with everything we got going on, not just on this feed, but all the other feeds. I know, of course, if you are on the North-South Connection YouTube feed, we're counting down the top 40 greatest WrestleMania performers over there. I've been involved in at least two of those, so be sure to follow along with that and everything else. So with that, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on The Pop Experience, and we will see you next time.